The jury in the trial of two teenage boys accused of the murder of 14-year-old Anna Creagel has been told that videos of interviews with the second accused boy cannot be used by the prosecution against his co-accused. Both boys have pleaded not guilty to the murder of the schoolgirl in a derelict house in Lucan on May the 14th last year. Boy A has also pleaded not guilty to violently sexually assaulting her. Let's talk to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, what did the judge say to the jury about these interviews with Boy B that were recorded?
Yes, the jury are watching these interviews, Anya. They've watched one entire interview and are watching the second interview at the moment. And Mr. Justice Paul McDermott told them that he wanted to emphasise to them that these videos are being put forward by the prosecution as proof against Boy B only. And anything Boy B says in the interviews about the first accused boy, about Boy A, is not evidence against that boy. And he wanted to emphasise that point to them.
And what did Boy B say then in those interviews about where he went with Anna?
He told Gordy he called for Anna at around 5 to 5 on May the 14th, 2018. And he said that once he told her that the other boy, Boy A, wanted to see her, she got her clothes, shoes and phone and came out the door with him. Now, he spoke about going to the park with Anna. He spoke about meeting Boy A. And he said then he decided to leave them. But he said when he was walking back towards his home, he met Anna again. But he said she didn't say anything at that stage. He said hi to her, but she didn't say anything. And when he turned around again, she was gone. And there were more details about what he did when he went home. Now, he was asked by Gordy if he knew there were CCTV cameras in St. Catherine's Park in Lucan and where they were, and he pointed out a number of locations. The Gardaí told him there were a lot more cameras than that, although some weren't working. And they asked him if he was satisfied that he had told them the truth. The boy said he was. He said he was trying to remember if he'd forgotten anything. And Gardaí told him they would be playing CCTV footage that they had collated from cameras around the park and told him it was his opportunity to tell the truth. They told him that in the next interview they would be playing the CCTV footage to him. His statement was read back to him, and the boy told him at that stage that he thought one or two parts might be wrong. He said that when he had claimed that he had seen Anna while he was on his way back, he said he didn't actually know if it was her. He said this girl was wearing all black with white markings on her shoulders, so he suspected that it was her. And then he said he might have gone further with Boy A and Anna than he had originally said, and he pointed out to Gardaí a new point on the map where he said he had left them.
Orla, thank you for that, our legal affairs correspondent.